The City of Brussels wishes to further inform you on its pedestrian zone, an ambitious project focused on the inhabitants.
This is a video Brussels City put out just before it launched its central pedestrianised area in 2015.
City centre, accessible to all, inviting urban spaces for encounters.
But today, 2 years later, that vision's been replaced by this. Two guys dance to a tune from a laptop they've set up on the dirty pavement. People brush by, barely noticing them. Today's pedestrian zone just looks like a bunch of streets that have been temporarily closed off and forgotten about. Like most pedestrians in the area today, Gilles Van Ham isn't wasting any time here.
It's still not visually attractive enough that you would just come here and sit.
People don't tarry, they just pass through. It's depressing, lackluster. The promised street resurfacing and green areas never happened. Lawsuits and blocked building permits have put the whole thing on pause. Many businesses in the zone suffer, some reporting losses of up to 40% in revenues. And a lot of residents living in the zone or on its edge, like Marie Garage, are furious with the increase in noise levels.
At night it turns into party zones with alcohol, screaming, etc., etc., and people cannot sleep.
Every large-scale urban project inevitably meets some degree of opposition, says Sophie Vermeulen, professor of urban planning at the Free University of Brussels. However, she adds that opposition can be reduced through clear and sustained communication with the public. But
the communication on this project was completely horrible. There was no communication strategy whatsoever.
Vermeulen says that Brussels also fell short on public consultation and impact studies, which are also a must for any successful project. The pedestrianisation fiasco of Brussels is being shown up by a nearby city. Just 40 minutes away, Ghent's 50-hectare pedestrianised centre is vibrant, good-looking, diverse and functional. Café terraces spill out lavishly onto the open spaces. Cyclists whiz by and trams trundle along. Opened in 97, Ghent's pedestrianisation project was also met with fierce resistance. But, says City Alderman for Mobility Philip Watteo, the city's vision is larger than just the pedestrian zone. It wants to move towards a car-free city entirely. He says that if you want to do something for pedestrianisation,
you have to look to the whole mobility system. The best plan for pedestrians is a car plan.
This year, Ghent expanded its pedestrian zone. Car trips in the city have steadily dropped from 59% of all journeys in 2001 to 46% in 2015, and the mayor wants it to be at 27% by 2030. But to be fair, Brussels has it much harder than Ghent. It's the capital. It's far bigger. Its governance structure is much more complex, and this complexity tends to run big projects into the ground. Also, last year's attacks didn't help its beleaguered pedestrian zone at all. There may be a light on the horizon, however. Refurbishment permits are expected to be granted this summer, and the city plans to then swiftly start work. Once that happens, says pedestrian Gilles Van Ham, life may finally start to shine in the city's dowdy downtown.
When you create visually attractive places, like, people are drawn to it. When you give people space, they're gonna take it.
Don Duncan, RFI, Brussels.